Thank you so much. Thank you, Pastor Craig.
Let me pray over you before you launch out today. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for Damaris. We thank you for the love that she has for you, the word that you have placed in her heart this day. Father, we know that she does this in a language that is not her normal language. But today, as she speaks to us in English, Father, you would just anoint her with an amazing gift, with great clarity, bringing to us the word that you have been teaching her, showing her for all of these many weeks. And may you touch our heart with the gift of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus we pray. Amen. Welcome, Damaris. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Pastor Craig. That prayer helps me a lot. I'm glad you guys can see my heartbeat. Otherwise, we'll be like this. I get nervous and excited. And last time, somebody has to bring me water because my mouth was so dry of the things inside of me. But I'm so blessed and privileged to be able to be here and be able to share the Word of God with you. And as Pastor Craig was saying, I'm from Guatemala. God blessed me and gave me the opportunity to born in Guatemala, in a beautiful place that many of you have been. And then a year ago, God gave me the opportunity to become a citizen of the United States. So this is the first time, and I will be celebrating Independence Day. And then, but the most important, the most excited citizenship that I have is in heaven. And I know you guys have that one too. And then that's the most wonderful, excited news that we can ever have. So thank you so much. And I thank, many people that were praying for me. I always ask my family in Guatemala to pray for me because of it's in another language, and I struggle a lot with that. But and Miss Marilyn sent me a text this morning, I've been praying for you. And my brother sent me a beautiful scripture telling me, that God is with me. And I pray that God will open your ears and he will give me the clarity to be able to translate what God is has been given to me. And that it's been a wonderful time of this series about relentless. I was practicing that a lot, but I almost didn't want to say, but you know what I'm talking about. So I love that one. So I pray that God will open those ears and that you will be able to understand what I'm trying to say. You can't raise your hands. You can, write it down, and you can ask Pastor Craig what I was trying to say, okay? Well, the part that I'm going to read today, I'm going to talk about, is the verse 3. It says that he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. It's been amazing, how God has been speaking to my life through this, this chapter, this wonderful scripture. I'm sorry, I'm going to put my time in here. I know it's an hour that I can speak better, Pastor Craig, right? No, and it's an hour. A little less, but I'm sorry. I just that way I know exactly. But God has been speaking to my life, and then I can see how God it has been that for me in this chapter in my own personal life. And then I like the part where it says he leads me. And then I remember the first sermon that Pastor Craig was talking about, the Lord is my shepherd. And I like the part where it says my shepherd. And then it is a wonderful thing to know that I can relate with him like he is my own personal shepherd. And then not just the shepherd, whoever, but he is the one who has been leading me, who is leading me, and then who is leading us. That's our prayer, right? So this is the first part. He leads me. And then the important thing in this part is that God is referring to us as a sheep. And then we know the sheep needs guidance. The sheep can't survive by themselves. They can be attacked, and they can be, they won't be able to survive by their own. So it's important for us to follow the lead of somebody. In this case, is the good shepherd, is God, the amazing God. And then the second part is in paths of righteousness. And this is different scriptures read the right path, a straight path, uprightness and right standing with him. The beautiful thing about this is knowing that the shepherd always wants the best for his sheep. He will be always wanting what is best for his own sheep because they are their own. So it is going to be the best for his sheep. So he's the one who's going to lead us for the best path. He's going to lead us in the path where we need to be that is best for you and for me. So I love that part. And then the last part, it says, for his name's sake. This is not for my earning it. You know, I don't like everything that is going to happen or everything is because of me. Sadly, it's not. Good, it's not. Because it's for God's glory. And I was sharing in the morning, you know, how many, women for many years have, you know, provided for their families or whatever. They go shopping and they go and find the brand that they've been trying to use for many, many years. And they know that even if there are many choices, the one that they like is the brand that they know that's going to be a good brand because it's a good reputation. And then with God, it is like that, you know. We know that he's going to do the best for you and for me because it's for his glory. It's for his reputation. It's for, at the end, it's who he is. You know, we know that everything that he does is perfect. Everything that he does is not a mistake. It is not like, oops, I have to figure it out another way. He's God, and he's going to do the best because it's his personality. It's who he is. So at the end, it's for his glory. Whatever happens in our lives, wherever he leads us in our lives, at the end, everything is going to be for his glory. I like the way that King David uses this scripture and in how he relate with God as his shepherd and then he as a sheep. And who better than him? You know, he was the little shepherd boy before he was the king of Israel. He was he knew exactly that relationship between the shepherd and the sheep. He will, you know, we read in the scripture that he fight before he fight against Goliath. See, you know how he fight against him, but he say, I've been defeating my sheep. You know, he fight against lions and different animals to protect his sheep. And then he knew exactly that his God, his shepherd, will do the same thing, even better, because he's the God, the creator, the powerful, amazing God. So I like that relationship between the shepherd and the sheep. I would like to read John chapter, it's the whole scripture. I would like you guys, whenever you have time, to read John 10, 1 through 14. And it talks about that relationship between the shepherd and the sheep. But I want to read this few scriptures in here. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. The good shepherd laid down his life for his sheep. The sheep hear his voice. That's verse 3, and it is not there. But the sheep hear his voice, and he call his own. He call his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all of his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And this scripture talks about, you know, that there's a gate and there's a lot of sheep in there. But then comes a shepherd and then he calls the sheep by name, his own sheep by name. And then the sheep hear his voice and they follow him. And that's two different ways, you know, two things to see, two sides to see. One, the shepherd. You know, God knows you. God knows me by name. You know, we are here, I don't know how many people, but God knows exactly the place where Miss Linda is. God knows exactly where Mr. Dan is, Miss Debbie. You know, he knows us especially. He knows the deepest desires in our hearts. He knows our struggles. He knows our fights. He knows our health situation. He knows our financial situation, our relationship situation with our families. He knows everything, every deepest thing in our hearts. He knows everything. He knows you by name. And the scriptures say he knows even how many hairs we have, you know. And then, you know, even to that point, my parents don't know me that well. My husband doesn't know me that well, but God knows me that well. And that's amazing, you know, the God who promises to lead me, to take the lead in my life, the one who knows me. He is the one who's going to do the best for me, for you. And then the other side, the sheep. The Bible says that the sheep hear his voice. There's a lot of sheep in there, but they hear the voice of their shepherd, and they follow him. You know, it's important for us to know first, what voice are we hearing? What is leading you? Who is leading your life? Are you hearing? Are we hearing the voice of God speaking into our lives to take that lead and follow him? Because that's important. Knowing that he is really and truly our shepherd. He is our pastor. He's our God. He's the one who is leading you and me. So we can follow that path, the straight path, the righteousness path, the path of life. And that's the first thing, the important thing, knowing first that God knows you and knows me exactly in the place where we are right now. There's a story in the Bible about King Josiah. I don't know if you heard about him. He became king at age of 8 years old. Imagine that. Imagine, you know, governing, you know, ruling, you know, a place at that age. You know, how difficult that must be. But he was in that place, and I want to read that first. So 2 Kings 22:1-2, it says, Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 31 years. His mother's name was Jediah, daughter of Adiah. She was from Bozkah. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord and followed completely the ways of his father David, not turning aside to the right or to the left. And then 2 Kings 23 says, Moreover, Josiah put away the mediums and the necromancers and the household gods and the idols that and all the abominations that were seen in the land of Judah and in Jerusalem, that he might establish the words of the law that were written in the book that Hilkiah the priest found in the house of the Lord. Before him, there was no king like him, who turned to the Lord with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his might, according to all the law of Moses, nor did any like him arise after him. First, his grandfather was the king, you know, before Manasseh, it was his name. And then after him, the king was his dad, Josiah's dad, the king was Amon. And they were doing these crazy things, worshiping other gods, and they were doing a lot of things that were really bringing, you know, the God was so upset about it, was really mad about the way they were leading the people, the path that they were taking, and influencing the people of Israel. So there was the time where Josiah became a king, and then he decide to turn away, and the Bible says, who turned to the Lord with all his heart. So he turned away from that path in his life where, you know, he was part of that. You know, he was raised in that place, but then he's just, you know, stand, and then he asked to go and read the books that were in the house of the Lord, you know, the story about the other kings that were before him. And then he found the, you know, how King David ruled Israel. And then, you know, and I love this, the part where it says, where David, and they said, he completely followed the ways of his father David. I told you the names of the father and his grandfather, but here he calls his father David because David became as a spiritual father in his life. You know, that he just read what he did and the ways, you know, I can imagine everything that David, King David went through, and it was written in there. But the place where King David was with all the mistakes and everything in there, but he loved God with all his heart. He repented himself, and then he decided to take the lead, God's lead in his life, so he will rule over Israel with the direction of his good shepherd, God. And then King Josiah wanted to do the same thing, so he did. And I love the part where it says, according to all the law of Moses, nor did any like him arise after him. You know, amazing, because it's there. It was so powerful because he started to make some changes in the way that the Israel was led by and the path that all the kings were taking. But he changed that path. He decided to change that path. And I want to share with you a testimony about my family. My father was, you know, his father and then my uncles, everybody there. There were a lot of situations there. They didn't know God, and then they were just drunkards. They very often would get drunk to the point that one time my dad had a really bad accident. And I was so little, but I kind of remember that in my heart because it was like very, it was an impact. It was something very, you know, sad to see that happening. But that was a time where my dad realized that that was not the path that he wanna keep living in. He just repented himself and he asked God to take the lead in his life. And then, you know, he turned aside from that path that he was living in. And then God and his mercy brought, you know, reformation to his family. And then because it was a point where it was bringing destruction to our family. My mom was like, this is it. I don't want any more. I don't want to deal with this. It's too much. But God bring repentance to the, you know, my father's heart, my father's heart. And then God took the lead in his life. And then here we are, a family that we love God and with all these imperfections, and we have a lot of mistakes and that. But God is the one who we just turn to him and we ask him to take the lead in our lives. And it's been a big difference for our family and in our, for us as individuals, now for my own family, that I want to do that. I want to ask God to take the lead in my life so I can, you know, I know and I can trust that everything is going to be good, because at the end it's for his glory. And I don't know about you, maybe your situation is not that dramatic like King Josiah's family or my family. I don't know. But whatever path you are in right now, maybe, you know, a path that you are carrying from your past, or maybe just, you know, different situations in your life where you need to change that path. You need God to change and take it over for you. I was in the beginning of Crystal Ray. I remember one time I offered a lady to pick her up to come to church. And then I have, you know, I was started to driving and I didn't know, you know Charlotte too much. And then I didn't know how to use the GPS thing. But I went and I decided to go and take this lady. And I remember that I was driving on 485. around 45, I don't know for how long, but I was a long, long time. And then thanks God I make it on time for the service. But the people were like, where you been? And I was like, you know, it will be so easy and I will have GPS and I will follow those directions. And then I will be, you know, wasting gasoline or whatever and taking so much time. But you know, and that's with us. Many times, you know, our GPS is God. And we don't want to use that GPS and follow, or worse, you know, I don't know, many of you, I don't know, I'm not going to that direction that the GPS is saying. I'm going this direction. And then rerouting is what it says, right? Rerouting, and then the GPS tries to, okay, I'm going to lead you, so listen to my directions. And then we want to go, no, to this direction. But, you know, with God, many times we do that. I don't know about you, but I do many times. I'm like, oh, God, I don't know about this, but I may go this way and we'll be better. But He knows what is the right path for you and for me in your marriage. This is the time where you can stay firm, you know. This is the time where you can ask God to take the lead and then let Him, you know, guide you for that right path. I don't know, your situation, a new job, you know, the youth that are going college. This is the time where you can start all over again and ask your GPS to reroute it and then go and follow that direction that God is that wants to give you, because He wants the best for you and for me. It's easy to say that, but how we know and how we hear the voice of God, how we hear that lead. And then I want you to go to Psalms 119, verse 104, and I'm going to read it. I gain understanding from your precepts. Therefore, I hate every wrong path. Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. I have taken an oath and confirm it that I will follow your righteous laws. You know, there are many ways where we can hear God is speaking into our lives. You know, sometimes situations, sometimes people talking to us, and in the Bible is the best way where God can speak into our lives. You know, pray before you read the Bible and ask God to speak into your life. Take that time where God can give you direction in every area in our lives. It's direction in the Bible. And we know, you know, for how to lead your family, how to be a wife, how to be a husband, how to be, sons or children, you know, how to obey to your parents, how to lead your businesses, how to deal with your health, you know, how to eat. There's a lot of things in the Bible that tell us what to do, what we need to do. So this is the first place where we need to go. But also there are many ways where God is speaking into our lives through messages. And then to me, many years ago, before I came to the United States, God spoke to me in a song. I remember we were in a place, I can't remember exactly, but I remember we were singing a song where it says, God, here I am, send me to the nations, and I will go and follow you. And it was I don't know how many times we sang that song, but that time, I remember that God has spoke into my life before thinking about coming in here. And then years later, Pastor Craig came to Casa Bernabe and he invited me to come and start the Latino ministry. And then after praying for a year and then asking for God's direction, if that was the right path for me to go, and I asked God, please help me. Just help me to understand that this is the path you want me to go. I don't want to, you know, just be me deciding, oh, I would like to go to the United States. But just knowing that this is the right path where you want me to go. And then, you know, and then I asked him, please give me directions. And then Pastor Craig come to the interview. You know how difficult it is to get a visa. And then Pastor Craig all the way from here to Guatemala and bring all these papers. And then at the end, they didn't let him come with me. So I was by myself. And then Pastor Craig brought all these papers that I have no clue what it was in there. I have no idea what to say. But God was with me. And he opened the door. It was the most easy interview that I've been. And I knew that God was there because he opened the door and he just provided everything. And that was the first thing. You know, if I don't have peace, I won't be here. But God gave me and opened the door for me to be here. Many years later, after 7 years of ministry and being with Crystal Ray, God led me to be with my family, to spend that time and raise my kids, three boys. And then it was hard. And then I know many of you know, but sometimes like, are you sure, God, this is what you're telling me? I don't know about that. Maybe this is not. Is that the reason why you brought me from Guatemala to here to raise three kids? And then it's been a blessing. You know, it's been tough. But I know that was the path that God told me to go. And then here again, God has given me the opportunity to start sharing the word of God, what is my passion, what I love to do, what I like to do, and even in all my limitations, God used that to be able to do what he calls me to do, to be a minister to my kids, to be with them and teach them how to love God, and that's my prayer every time that God will do that with them, and then they will be able to hear the voice of God. My middle child, David, he has all these questions, and oh my God, he just continually, you try to answer one question, and then he goes with another one and another one, and he asks like, Mommy, why do we pray to God? I don't see him. I don't hear him. And I ask him, well, it's by faith. We believe in God by faith, and we know that he's there. And I told him even to pray and ask God to show you and to be able to hear his voice. And then it's been my prayer for him so he will be able to know God in a deeper relationship, not because I'm telling him to do it or I'm just trying to, but that he will be able to have that relationship, intimate relationship with him at his age. And how can God can do great things? Look, this King Josiah at age of 8, he just turned the way of living, turned to God. And then I know that God can do that in my kids' life. And that was the reason I want to be at home with them and trying to teach them and to guide them. And that place where I love God. And I've been many times like asking God, why? You know, I think this is not the right path. But God is always taking that place of leading me. And then for his glory, I am in this place. For his glory, my family has become to the Lord. For his glory, this place, you know, CTK is here to follow the lead of God. And I know we've been in prayer about what the lead, God's lead is going to be for CTK for the next years to come. And for you and me, this is a place where we can ask God, if you haven't heard his voice and if you've been praying to ask God to take that lead, you know, of righteousness, of that lead in your life to take you in the right path because you have to make decisions in your life. This is the perfect time when you can ask God to help you to hear his voice, to be able to pay attention to God is speaking into your life and then trust in him and take that path. Deuteronomy, I was practicing with somebody, but Deuteronomy. Oh my God. Thank you. That 28, they have it. It's right there. Oh my God. I love this scripture because it's a promise from God for you and for me to obey all his commands. He's not saying, oh, you have to do this, this, this. He's not just saying, do it, and do it. But he is with us. He has given us the Holy Spirit who lives in us to be empowered to you know, turn aside to Him, turn to Him, and then live our life, you know, following His lead. So we know at the end it's going to be for His glory, for His reputation, and who our God is, the amazing, the most wonderful, the most powerful God that can bring restoration, that can reform and bring healing to your family, to your marriage, to your, you know, your struggles, you know, addictions in your life. Everything, every area in your life, He can do it because He's our God and He promises that we are not going to be alone. He is with us and He's going to be in that, you know, in that path for the rest of our lives. So we can trust in that and in knowing that there's a blessing in this and obeying Him. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all His commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on earth. All these blessings will come on you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. Let your shepherd guide you along the path, the right path. And we're going to be sure that there's nothing better than being in that place and following His lead because He wants the best for you and for me. I don't know if you have asked the Lord to be your Lord, the God in your heart, your Savior, that He will be in that place of your shepherd to be able to guide you. But you have, if you haven't done that, I would like to invite you to take that. It's been a wonderful journey in my life where God has been, you know, has to take the lead and guide me. And it's been a blessing. It's been a, you know, a place of, you know, that I can see how God has done many things in my life because of Him taking that lead. As I say, you know, it's been difficult times in my life. There's no, like, obedient all the time. I wish I would be obedient. It would be so much easier. But it's, we are sheep, right? So we're kind of stubborn. But God loves us. And then He's that God, the relentless God that loves you and loves me. And He wants the best for you and for me. He wants the best for this community. And we need to be a church that is led by God. It's, we need to be a church that is led not by the circumstances, not by what we see or what we think this is, but by faith. We have to follow His lead and be led by God, and then he's gonna, you know, at the end He's gonna be glorified through your marriage, through your families, because He is the one taking that lead. I want to pray and then close this time with prayer. I know many of you, maybe some of you are here for the first time, and then I don't know if you haven't asked the Lord Jesus to come into your life, but this is the perfect timing. God doesn't make mistakes. He does the things and He makes us do things because He has a purpose in your life. And then if He has you here, it's for a reason. He wants to restore, bring restoration in your life. And then He wants to take that place, but we have to take that lead. His lead in our lives. If you need time to pray, maybe at the end, I know people will be here at the front and I would like to pray for you. But I don't want you to go away if you haven't had the chance to ask the Lord as your Savior. I want to make this prayer, and if you want to follow, Father God, thank you so much for being our amazing God. I pray this morning, Father God, that you will bring a place of repentance in our lives if we have turned aside from you. Father, I pray that you will take that lead in our lives so we can follow your lead and know that you are the one, you are the one that knows everything, and the one who knows what is best for all of us. And I thank you, God, for loving us in that way, that you are continuously reminding us how much you love, how much you care for us, how much you want that deepest relationship with us. And I pray this morning for whoever person in this place haven't received you as the Lord and Savior. I pray that your Holy Spirit will move in their hearts, and this will be the time where they can find you and know you and have that relationship with you, and knows that you are their Savior, and then that you want to lead them, and that you want to take that place to shepherd them and guide them along the way. Father, again, I thank you for this wonderful time. Thank you for loving us in a deepest way. And I pray, God, also that you will take the lead for this nation. I pray for our leaders in this nation. Father God, that these leaders that you have placed in those places, God, that you will bring repentance to their lives, and they will listen to your voice, and they will follow your lead, so they can to rule over this nation as you want it to be ruled. Father, thank you for your love. In Jesus' name, amen.